Hello, my lovelies. How are you guys doing today? I've missed you so much, and I can't believe that we are already recording my first ramble of the year. That's crazy to think about. It is going to be a January ramble, which sounds crazy to say out loud because I cannot believe that 2023 is over and now we are in a new year. What is going on? Where is the time going? I'm not feeling it. Is it just me? I feel like everything is moving so fast. Like time is just moving so fast. It's crazy, but I hope that you guys are starting off your year right. I already am stuttering on my words, but yeah, I hope that you guys have started 2024 right, and I hope that everything's going well for you. Personally, for me, you know, it's been okay. It's been good. Definitely better than nothing. Yeah, it's been good. I mean, it's only been a week into the new year, which is also crazy because how has it already been a week in? I'm curious to know what you guys did for the new year. Did you do anything special for New Year's Eve? Personally, me, if you're wondering, I didn't really do anything fun this year. I kind of just chilled at home. I wasn't in a mood to party. I feel like I wasn't in a party mood at all, and I wasn't in a mood to get in like a big crowd and celebrate. So I just stayed at home with my family and just kind of waited for the ball to drop in NYC, of course. And it was fun just counting down and waiting. No, that was all I did. Really nothing special, but obviously better than nothing. I'm gonna say that a lot in this ramble. Yeah, it was good. Starting off the new year right, and I couldn't be happier about that. Christmas, though, Christmas was so much fun for me. I almost forgot what I did for Christmas. I hung out with my favorite cousins for Christmas. We just spent it together. We drank, we watched movies. It was really nice. And now that Christmas is over, I'm kind of sad because I have nothing to look forward to. I don't really look forward to Valentine's Day because I'm not in a relationship at all. I do love all the cute things that come out though, because everything's pink and red and heart themed, and I think that's so pretty. So I do take advantage of that. But when it comes to, do you even call it a holiday? I guess you do. When it comes to the holiday, I don't really care for it because I'm always single during Valentine's Day. I genuinely don't think I've ever spent a Valentine's Day with like a spouse or like a boyfriend. Did I just say spouse? Ew, that's such a fancy word. But yeah, I've never really spent Valentine's Day with like a boyfriend. Unless I did in high school and I just don't remember. I don't know. But all I know is every time Valentine's Day comes along, I'm not talking to anyone. Like, I think last year I was talking to someone right before, and we called things off before Valentine's Day, which I guess was good since I didn't really have to get a gift. But yeah, I was close to spending Valentine's Day with someone that year, but that didn't happen. So looks like this year isn't going to be any different, but that's okay because I have you guys, and I'm definitely going to be recording some kind of Valentine's Day audio for you. Just let me know what you want to hear. I don't really have anything in mind yet. Still trying to come up with that. I always end up doing some kind of lovey girlfriend audio during Valentine's Day because I can't be the only one spending it alone, right? Yeah, please tell me I'm not. But yeah, other than that, not really much to look forward to. Usually Christmas is what I look forward to, and it is over now, so I'm kind of like, okay, January, February, and March are just those 3 months that are like boring because there's nothing to look forward to. Even like Easter, I guess Easter, yeah, but that's still a little far away. I don't know. I miss Christmas already. But yeah, definitely happy with the way I spent it. And I hope that you guys had a good Christmas and a good New Year's Eve as well. Let me know. Definitely let me know what you guys were up to. I love hearing what other people did. If anything was more interesting for them, because I don't think my life was that interesting. I think I'm just over the whole like partying thing. I don't have energy for it anymore. I'm more of like a girl that likes to stay at home and spend time with like my family, I guess, instead of going out and doing a bunch of crazy stuff, but to each their own, of course. I actually went to California last December, like in the beginning of December. I didn't want to go in the middle or at the end of December because I know it's crazy. Everyone's traveling at that time to visit family, holiday time, and all that. But yeah, I went to California because I wanted to go to Disneyland. I was kind of feeling a little, I don't know, Disney vibe. But that wasn't the only reason I actually wanted to go, because I miss the sun, and where I live, I don't really see the sun a lot because it is currently super, super cold here and super winter-y. We have a lot of snow, we have a lot of cold, so I was kind of missing the sun, I was missing the palm trees, so kind of booked a last-minute trip, and I went with my sister. We stayed at a really nice hotel. I'm actually really missing that hotel. They had the best food ever, the best views, and the staff was super nice as well, and it was super clean and super fancy. Okay, maybe not that fancy, but it was definitely, like, really put together, and I felt like a princess in it. So that was really nice. I think I miss California a lot. I don't think I've missed going to a place as much as I have with California. Coming back to where I live was definitely a change, because I left the sun behind, the vitamin D that I really miss. I miss being tanned. That sounds really depressing. It's not like I live somewhere that bad. I don't. It's just, you know, it's pretty cold here. So it's definitely like a big change. I kind of got used to being in California and adjusting to the weather there. I mean, I went from wearing short sleeves and shorts to coming back here and wearing coats and puffer jackets. So yeah. To this day, I'm still thinking about, like, booking another trip and going back because I miss it. But it was also super, 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 super busy, you guys. When I went there, I rented a car because I like driving in all the states that I visit. I like, you know, just going to random places. I don't like taking Uber everywhere. I also don't feel safe in Uber, so I prefer kind of renting a car and driving around myself. And we did that, and we had to go on the highway a lot. I was surprised with how big the highways are. I'm like, what is this? Definitely wasn't that hard to drive in, though. I mean, it was pretty easy, but the traffic, holy moly, there's traffic all the time. In the morning, in the afternoon, at night, every single hour of the day, there's traffic in California. And if you're wondering where I stayed near, I visited a lot. I went to LA, Anaheim, and Orange County. I went to all those places in like a week. And oh my gosh, I don't think I could live there because the traffic, if I have to deal with that every day, I might lose my sanity. I'm not the most patient person in the world. I could lose my patience really easily, especially on the road. I tried to be a little more patient there because I know that it's really busy, but oh my gosh, you guys, I was slowly losing my mind thinking, how can people drive in this every single day? So if any of you live in California and you're listening to this, please tell me, how do you deal with it? I mean, what is the best time to drive around to avoid traffic? Because what? I couldn't believe it. I actually was shocked. Like, it would take an extra 30 minutes to get to my destination because of the traffic. And it was just, I think that's one of the things I didn't like about Cali, and how busy it is in general, not just on the roads. I feel like there's a lot of people there, and I can't do it. I think I prefer like a more quiet place. So as much as I love it and I would visit a lot, I wouldn't want to live there, I don't think. And plus, I don't think I can do like the super hot weather. I don't like being humid in the summer. I like summers in Michigan. I live in Michigan, if you guys didn't know. I like the cold, not the cold, but like I like the colder summers. Like around 80 degrees, 90 degrees, I can deal with. But if it's anything over 90, oh my gosh. And I know in California it gets super hot, so I don't know if I can handle that. I'd have to go in the summer to see if I can do it. I want to go to Malibu Beach so badly. So maybe I can do that maybe this year or next year. We'll see. I have a lot of places that I want to go to, but I just feel like things are so crazy everywhere in the world right now. I'm like, Is it really a good time to travel? I don't know. I guess we'll see. Hopefully, I might be able to this year. Definitely will let you guys know. I mean, I'm always updating you on my life, so if I ever do end up going to Malibu, I will let you know. One day. But yeah, I really liked California, and it's definitely like its own place, I feel like. It was really pretty, and I'd go back in a heartbeat. I prefer it over Florida, if I'm being honest. Florida's nice, but not that nice. I feel like if I had to choose, I would choose California over it. I don't know if people are gonna agree with me, but that's my personal opinion. But yeah, such a big change of weather. I mean, over here, it has just been super cold. And it's only getting colder and colder, which we're used to because we know in these months it can be really, really rough, especially with the snow. Surprisingly, we haven't gotten that much snow up until this week. We've actually been getting a lot of snow, and I know we have like a huge storm coming on the way. I hope we don't, fingers crossed, but if we do, I'm preparing. I already have everything ready. I have the snacks because I know I'm going to be a hermit and I'm going to stay at home. I'm not going to want to go out. I absolutely hate going out in the cold and the snow. Driving in the snow is dangerous anyways, and I prefer just kind of staying at home and watching the snow from my window, like Rapunzel. Yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing, but I don't know. Snow can be really pretty to look at, but to clean and drive in, absolutely not. I think I'd rather not. I'm also kind of upset that we didn't get a snowy Christmas. Why didn't we get a snowy Christmas? That's sad, but yeah, we'll see. I'm already missing summer. I'm missing the beach. I'm missing the sand. Every time, like, when I'm in summer, I miss winter. When I'm in winter, I miss summer. There's never an in-between. But one of the reasons I hate winter so much is because my skin gets so dry. And usually I don't have dry skin. I have really good skin, thankfully. It's not oily and it's not dry, you know? But whenever winter comes along, my skin gets so dry. I'm constantly having to moisturize like my face because, I don't know, I just can't stop like itching it. It gets super dry. There's no vitamin D, there's no sun. So I'm constantly having to moisturize and it is just not fun at all. I don't like dealing with it. I don't know, I feel like this year it's gotten worse too. I'm like, give me a break. I don't want my skin. I love like taking care of my skin. And I have like a 10-step skincare routine, you guys. So I don't like seeing any redness. And whenever I itch, obviously my skin gets red, especially because I have like fair skin. So hasn't been fun to deal with, but let me know if I'm the only one that deals with that. I can't be. Right? Someone please tell me they experienced the same thing. But yeah, speaking of the cold too, I was super sick like at the end of December last year. I still kind of am, honestly. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I sound a little congested because I have like a really bad cough, and also my nose has been super runny. It just won't go away. Even like my taste buds are not the same. I feel like whenever I eat, I can't taste as good as I used to, and it's not been fun. I don't know why. I feel like everyone's getting, like, most of my friends are sick, and I'm not the only one that has gotten sick. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the flu, if it's COVID, but a lot of my friends are experiencing the same thing, and it's been really rough for everyone, I think. But thankfully, I am feeling a little bit better now after all of the hot tea, lemon, honey, medicine, and a million things that I had to go through. I'm doing a lot better now, so I'm finally able to record a ramble. I wanted to record it sooner, but I had to wait until I didn't sound like I'm dying. I think I sound okay. I hope. Let me know if I sound okay. What should we talk about? Yeah, I feel like I talk about movies in every single ramble. I feel like that's a thing now that I just have to do. And they've been coming out with a lot of fun movies this year. And also last year, at the end of 2023, they came out with a lot of good movies. And I have watched a few of them. I've watched Aquaman, the new Aquaman movie, and Anyone But You. I really want to watch Wonka. I want to watch Migration and the new Mean Girls movie that's coming out. If you guys know anything about me, you would know that I love the color pink and I love the movie Mean Girls so much. So when I found out that they're making another Mean Girls movie, I was super excited, but watching the trailer, it looks a little bit, I don't know, a little off. So it's gonna be interesting watching it. I hope it's not cringe. I hope it doesn't make me hate the first Mean Girls. But I don't think it will, because I really like that movie. So I'm excited to watch that soon. I think it's coming out literally like next week. I don't know, I'm excited to watch it. I need to get tickets and see how that is. But the new Aquaman movie was really good. I really liked it. I'm not going to spoil it for you guys in case you haven't watched it yet. But I like what they did in it. I feel like if you've watched it, you'd know what I'm talking about. I kind of expected it to happen, and the fact that it did, I was really happy with that. It was a good movie, but was it as good as the first one? Absolutely not. I personally don't think it was. I liked it a lot. I would give it like a high rating, but I wouldn't put it above the first Aquaman. I feel like the first one was just better. I loved it. I felt like the animation was a little better. I don't know if that's just me. I liked it a lot. The new one was good, but not as good. That is my opinion on it. Would I rewatch it? No. And this is coming from someone that's rewatched the first Aquaman a lot. Yeah, I probably wouldn't rewatch the second one. Maybe later, like later. Anyone But You was also really good. That's the movie with Sydney Sweeney. And what's his name? I always forget his name. Glenn Powell. Oh my god, they were both super great in that movie. It was super interesting to watch. Kind of reminded me of the old rom-coms that I used to watch when I was younger. Not as good, of course, but still good. It was more on the comedy, feels good type of side. I would rewatch that movie. It was pretty good, but I feel like certain people would like it if you're someone that's used to watching like action and scary stuff and thrillers and whatnot. You wouldn't like it. But if you like romance and comedy and rom-coms, that's literally what rom-com is. I think you would like that movie. It was interesting and cute. So yeah, I do want to watch Migration though. That's one of the new Illumination movie that came out. I love Illumination and I love Universal. So I just haven't had the time to go watch it, but I really want to. Wonka? I don't know about Wonka. I mean, it is a musical. Am I the biggest fan of musicals? I'm like somewhat of a fan, but I wouldn't say I'm a fan, if that makes sense. I'm not like the biggest fan, but there are a lot of musicals that I've watched and I really like. I think La La Land's one of my favorites. But yeah, I don't know if I want to watch Wonka. Maybe if they put it on HBO Max or something, I'll watch it. We'll see. I'll definitely keep you guys in the know. But yeah, I don't know what other movies are coming out. You guys are gonna have to put me on and let me know, because I'm always listening to your recommendations and seeing what you guys know that I don't, and I feel like a lot of you always put me on the best things. So if there are any new movies coming out that you're excited for, let me know. I know that there's the new Dune movie. I did watch the first Dune. It's not really my type of movie, I would say. It was nice, but I'm not really interested in watching the second one that's coming out. I'm sorry if that hurts any of you. It's just not my kind of thing, but I did see the trailer for it when I was in the movies and it looked really nice. So yeah, I feel like that's going to be an interesting one as well. I know there's a lot of movies that I'm missing. I know there's the new Garfield movie. I love Garfield. I would watch that one when it comes out. What else? What else am I missing? I think that's about it. I recently watched the Justice League movie with my brother. I have watched that one a long time ago, but rewatching it was super nice. It is a really, really great movie. I really like DC. I know a lot of you ask me if I prefer DC or Marvel, and I feel like this is a topic that I can't get into because there's no winning. A lot of people say DC and a lot of people say Marvel. So I don't know. I don't really know if my opinion's gonna change anything. I don't think I have a preference. I like both a lot and I watch both. But I feel like DC is a little more nostalgic to me because I grew up kind of reading the comics more than Marvel. I do really love Spider-Man though. I think he's like my favorite character, so yeah, it's kind of hard to choose between the two. I think they're both great, but I don't know. I love Disney a lot, so I might be leaning towards Marvel, but I also love DC. So if that answers your question, yeah, I'm a very indecisive person. That probably didn't answer your question. But either way, we can put an end to it, because I don't want you guys thinking that I prefer one over the other. I think they're both great, but let me know what you prefer. I know I hear Marvel a lot, which is understandable because, I mean, Marvel movies are great. I feel like the new Marvel movies haven't been the greatest. I don't know what you guys think, but I haven't watched a recent Marvel movie that really wowed me. I watched Blue Beetle on the airplane when I was going to Cali, and it was really good. I was actually super impressed with Blue Beetle, and I feel like it didn't do as well as it should have, which is a little sad because the actor did I forget his name, but he did a great job at playing Blue Beetle, and I would recommend it if you guys haven't watched it. Also, the Barbie movie is on HBO Max now too, so if you haven't watched that, go watch it. If you love me, you need to go watch it now, because you're missing out. Ryan Gosling is amazing as Ken. He really is. He did a great job. I love his stuff. Like, I love his music in that movie. Something about the I'm Just Ken song. And the other one, what is it called? Oh, Push. I wanna push you around. Well, okay, I'm done. That song is so catchy. Every time I watch the scene, I just sing it out loud. And his facial expressions in the scene is just everything. It cracks me up. He's just a really good actor. He's super talented. I mean, come on, it's Ryan Gosling. He's great at what he does. And so is Margot Robbie. So is a lot of actors out there. Acting is not easy. So I applaud actors and actresses. I think, yeah, they do a great job. Thank you for entertaining us. So, yeah, that was my take on the Marvel / DC fiasco that everyone's always talking about. What else did I want to touch upon? I know there was something else I wanted to talk to you guys about, but now I forgot. So maybe I will remember in the next ramble. I might not, though, because my memory is not it. But oh, I did remember one thing. I forgot to do the emoji of the ramble. You guys know that is a tradition. Eventually, I'm gonna run out of emojis. But for now, we haven't run out yet. And today, I want you to comment one of my favorite emojis, and that is the bow, the pink bow. I use that emoji like 24/7. I don't know why. It's just so me. So every time you type that emoji in your keyboard, I want you to remember me. Okay, that sounded a little weird, but you guys get it. Comment a pink bow emoji if you have listened to all 24 minutes of this audio. I still don't know why you guys love listening to these, just me rambling on and about, but I appreciate you so much, and I love you guys more than the world itself. I swear, you guys are the best. I have to say this in every single ramble. Each and every single one of you is amazing, and I need you guys to stop being afraid of commenting, because I know a lot of you tell me that you have, like, you're shy and you don't want to put your comments out there, which I understand, but, you know, just know that I'm always looking forward to reading them and seeing what you guys have to say about these rambles and you answering the stuff that I put out there. I definitely need to know how many of you prefer DC or Marvel. I might have to do a poll about that at some point, because I'm so curious. I've also been wanting to post more random polls for you guys, like more fun ones that don't have anything to do with audios. So I might have to do that. Stay tuned. You guys know I always have something up my sleeve. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this. I love you very much, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, night, and week. Bye.